Welcome back to the first basketball episode of Inside the Huddle. We're joined here by head coach Kierra Wood. And coach, a new season is now just a few days away. Talk about how camp has gone and looking ahead to the start of a new year.
I mean, so far so good. We have everybody back healthy right now, so that's exciting, obviously. We have our last scrimmage coming up this Saturday, so we're looking forward to, with everybody being healthy, looking at our rotations and you know, getting our combinations together. But we're excited. We're looking forward to it, and just seeing what this year's Golden Rams can actually do.
So what this year's Golden Rams can actually do, let's take a step back for a moment, talk about last season. Last year, tremendously special year, first regional final appearance in school history.
Yes.
Really the whole group back from that team.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that experience does for a team that was younger and growing last year, maybe a year older, a year more experienced?
Definitely a year older, definitely a year more experienced. I think that they know what it takes to get there now. I think the biggest thing for us is the fact that they're not sneaking up on anybody, right? Last year's team was new. They had a lot of new pieces. People weren't familiar with them. Everyone knows who our team is now. Everyone knows who we have back. They know who our all-conference players are. So I think it's different in our approach because now we have the target on our back. Now we're going to get everybody's best effort on any given night, and our team has to be ready to step up to that challenge. They can't rest on what they did last year. Last year was great, but last year is over. So while we're excited about it and, you know, we're happy that it happened, this is a new year. This is a new us. The pieces are the same, but the expectations are way higher outside of our circle. And I think we have to do a great job of managing that.
So knowing what the expectations are has kind of shaped your preseason respect in the polls.
Correct.
Unanimous favorite to win the East, picked 13th in the WBCA poll, which is the highest ranking in our Division II history.
Mm-hmm.
How much stock do you put into those? How much do you talk about those? Or is that just a nice thing to have and it's about?
I mean, it's, you know, it's this generation, right? So for me, it's nice for social media purposes, right? Oh, it gets our name out there. It, you know, it lets people know more about Westchester that might not have been familiar with us prior to that. But outside of that, it doesn't do anything for us because we're not resting on it.
Sure.
As much as it's great, it's an honor, we appreciate it. At the end of the day, nobody cares where you are in preseason. Everybody's worried about where you are in March.
Right.
So while we're excited about it, our focus is where are we going to be at the end rather than where we are at the beginning.
So speaking of March, last year, in order to do a lot of the things you did, had to go on the road.
Yes.
Took a trip out to Erie to begin March. Took a trip to Glenville State a little bit later in March. This year, PCC Final Four in the East. So it's all kind of in front of you, the chance to have some big moments here in Hollinger Fieldhouse.
Yes.
Have you talked about that at the team, or is that something that you're trying to keep out of view until we get a little bit closer?
We haven't talked about it, but they're aware. You know,
sure.
It's, again, social media. Everybody knows everything based on that. So is it something that we've talked about? Briefly, you know, everybody knows it can be in the East. If it's going to be in the East, obviously we want it to be here. But I think that we're less focused on March and focused on each step that it takes to get to March, because I think if you start worrying about March hosting and that sort of thing, then you forget everything that's needed and then March doesn't come to fruition. So I think we're just focusing on getting better each day, practicing hard, playing up to the standards that we're capable of, and then we'll let March ranking, seedings, hosting, we'll let all that take care of itself.
So shifting away a little bit from the big picture, from the team, let's talk about the returning group. You return entire starting five, over 90% of your offense from last year.
Yes.
Just talk about that returning group.
I mean, like you said, we're a year older, we're a year wiser. We're led by Leah Johnson, who's all-American, all-conference. You know, she's all-everything, potential to break the all-time leading scoring record. She's the it factor, right? I think as she goes, we go, because I think that she does the best job of getting everyone involved. Yes, can she go get hers? Absolutely. But I think that she knows who needs to get touches, when they need to get them, and how to get them that, to get everybody in a flow. So obviously she's a leader in that regard. And then, you know, we have Em, who's coming back, and she's walking double-double, first-team all-conference. So we're excited about what she brings to the table. Again, a year older, more of a leader, you know, and we're going to expect her to do some of that, especially with some of the younger post players. You have Mia Kazicki, right, who defensive player of the year, love her to death. I'm trying not to rein her in too much in terms of what she does on defense, but trying to keep her out of foul trouble. Sure. So we'll look to her to do some things, not only on the offensive end, but the defensive end, obviously. And then you have Anna coming back, who, you know, is a versatile scorer, who can guard at a lot of different positions, who can put up numbers on any given night. So with that nucleus returning, you know, and then you have Morgan, who is our final starter, but definitely not least. She's the defensive juggernaut. We put her on the best offensive players, and she brings that to the table, that consistency, that she can knock down the shot. So our starting five returning is definitely going to be key to our success. But I also think that we have some pieces coming off the bench, and I think we have some more depth than we had last year that we're also excited about.
So some of that depth comes from, you did bring in two transfers who have both been in the PSAC and kind of have an idea of what it takes to win in this league.
Absolutely.
You know, you have Jade Boyd from Mercyhurst, you have Sophia Colin from Coastal Town. Talk about those two players and what they've shown you early on.
Jade is probably, I will say, one of the easiest players that I have ever had to coach. She has transitioned seamlessly into this team. Like, there is no way that you would think that she just got here a couple months ago, because she plays with them and interacts with them as though she's always been here, which is great to see, because I think, you know, when you're trying to add new pieces to a puzzle, you have to make sure those pieces fit, right? Otherwise, the puzzle doesn't come out right. And I think she fits seamlessly, not only for what she does on offense in terms of her scoring, but I think she brings a different dynamic on the defensive end, and she brings leadership because she's not afraid to say what needs to be said. And she says it at the right time, in the right way, sure, which is also very important when you're coaching females, right? So I'm excited about what she's bringing to the table, like I said, on both ends of the floor. And then Sophia also adds depth, right? She can score in a variety of ways. She can finish at the rim. She can shoot. She's finding her way, right? She's transitioning from not having seen significant playing time since high school, right? So her transition is a little bit different compared to Jade's, but both pieces are definitely going to be key to this year's success, and we're looking forward to seeing how they develop.
Also brought in a couple of true freshmen. Mm-hmm. Just talk about that group, you know, what you've seen out of them so far, how they're transitioning to college basketball. Obviously, it is a big transition.
Absolutely. And obviously, any time that you're transitioning from high school to college, I think the main things are bigger, faster, stronger, right? At all levels, yep. Right? And I think that is the challenge. And it's not a challenge that they're shying away from. Sure. So we have Kyla, who's coming in as a backup point guard to Leah, learning from one of the best, and obviously, and learning well and picking up the things that we needed her to pick up quickly. She's running the sets and getting the people the ball that need to get it. We also have Hannah, who is another Delaware girl, so I'm never mad about that, who brings some athleticism and some leaping abilities and some defense and can finish around the rim. So I'm excited to see how she develops. And then we also have Aaron, who's a stretch four, who has, you know, played some minutes in some of the scrimmages and shown why we've added her to the roster in terms of her scoring ability and things like that. So, like I said, it's bigger, faster, stronger in terms of the transition from high school to college, but they're relishing in that role.
So opening night, opening up against another NCAA tournament team, mm-hmm, in Elizabeth City State, who's receiving votes in the national poll as well right now.
Yes.
Talk about what your message to the team is going into that game on Saturday evening.
Honestly, to have fun. You know, we're both two teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year, so everybody's going to put a lot of hype on that. But at the end of the day, this is two new teams, right? Two new dynamics. And again, neither one of us can rest on what we did last year. We've never shied away from competition, so we always want to play teams that are top teams. So them being an NCAA team last year is why we wanted, sure, to match up against them. I think it'll be a great opening game. I think that the styles of play contrast, so I think that'll be different. They're definitely up-tempo and that sort of thing. But, I mean, we've been playing Glenville for the last couple of years, right? So I think we can at least know what to expect in terms of up-tempo and pressure and that sort of thing. And then it's just how we respond and how we react to it.
Yeah, you've certainly seen that tempo in recent years between Glenville, State, some of your scrimmages, you've seen some of that tempo
Absolutely.
Too. So nothing really out of the ordinary.
No, we try to schedule our scrimmages so that we're prepared for pretty much anything. So
right.
hopefully that shows in our opening weekend, but that's the goal from the scrimmages, right? To prepare you for anything that you might see.
So what are fans going to see this year from the game of women's college basketball? That maybe you've heard from the officials about, you heard from the leagues about, saying, hey, this is a new change coming down the pike.
Yes. So I know there's going to be an emphasis on based on flopping.
Sure.
There's going to be, you know, you get a warning on your initial thing, and then after that there's technical fouls given and so on and so forth. And I think that's going to just make us play the game more straight up, right?
Sure.
If you're going to take a charge this year, you're going to actually have to
take it.
Like, you're going to have to take that. You're going to have to take that hit, which I think is good for the game. I'm not big on flopping.
Yeah.
If you take a charge because you took one, okay. If you're out here selling tickets and it's theatrical,
right.
I'm not really big on that. So hopefully it will stop sending teams to the foul line 30
sure.
and 40 times unless they are actually earning it.
Sure.
So I know that was one rule. And then they also had a rule change about the arc where you can take a charge from. So that, I think, will open up some things because you'll be able to, I guess, attack better and from more areas, particularly the low post, without being penalized for it. So hopefully it'll open up some more scoring. We know everybody likes a scoring team.
Absolutely. Scoring is never a bad thing.
Never.
It's always, always keeps it fun. You know, I think that new flopping or faking or whatever they want to call it, talking to a few refs over the weekend, they're like, hey, we're supposed to actually call it faking this year.
Oh, okay.
Not flop.
I'll try not to call it.
Trust me, I've been falling into that trap myself.
Yes.
It's a weird, interesting change there. So that's going to be a bench tech. So not a player tech, but two shots in the ball.
Correct.
So still.
Well, I was actually explaining it to them the other day because somebody, quote unquote, what I would say was flopped at practice. And I'm like, okay, you attempted to take a charge. You probably flopped on it. I'm like, but in your trying to flop, you tripped her. So I'm like, now we're going to get the flopping call. We're going to get the blocking call. She's going to shoot the two. Then we're going to shoot the technical. Then they're going to get the ball back. I'm like, this just was a six-point swing. Like, yeah. So I'm like, I need you, if you're actually going to take the charge, I need you to take it. Otherwise, we're going to get penalized very severely. So I don't think they understood it until I explained it like that. And then it was like, oh, I'm like, yeah.
Right.
So we're just going to have to work on actually taking charges this year.
Yeah, the first year of it in the men's game last year was interesting because we saw it called a lot early on.
Mm-hmm.
And as the year progressed, it became less and less, but it also became a lot more of an offensive foul.
Yes.
You're seeing a lot more of don't throw your head back, don't
correct
fly away on a three-pointer, play it straight up, and
Absolutely.
We'll let you play.
Absolutely.
So I think it could be certainly going to keep an eye on the defense, but also to keep an eye on, hey, that jab step where the defender's still off you, don't fly back away.
Well, if, you know, without sounding bad, I think men are the best actors when it comes to the offensive flop. I think they're better at it than we are on the women's side, so I think they'll get penalized more for that on the offensive side of the ball than we will, but time will tell.
So we'll get here a few rapid-fire questions.
All right.
When you were a student-athlete here at Westchester?
Long time ago. Good Lord.
What was your major when you were an athlete?
Exercise science.
And do you remember, did you have a favorite class, a favorite professor when you
My favorite class was actually, it was my coaching class.
Okay.
Because I knew that's what I wanted to
sure.
do. And I had to, like, do a year-long strength and conditioning and basketball workout plan, and I actually used that for my first job interview. So
okay.
that was probably my favorite class.
Favorite TV show?
HGTV.
Favorite
anything on there.
Hey, fair enough. Favorite movie?
Lean On Me.
Favorite genre of music?
90s, early 2000s, R&B, or rap.
team go on the road, you gotta find a place for dinner. It's your choice. What's your... Do you have a go-to?
Does budget matter? If budget doesn't matter, Texas Roadhouse.
Okay. All right, I think that'll do it.
All right.
We'll get out here. We have Leah Johnson coming in next. Thank you very much, Coach. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Coach, we're joined here now by grad student guard Leah Johnson. Leah, great season last year ended with you being a WBCA honorable mention All-American and leading the team to the first regional final in school history. Start off to kind of reflect on that season, you know, how fun of a run was that?
Yeah, no, we talk about it all the time, actually, just how fun that week was being in Glenville. We didn't have service there, so, like, it was, like, a lot of just, like, hanging out with each other, and I think we got a lot closer there, so it was, like, a really cool run at the end. I think it was all jump-started by losing in the semifinals to Cal and, like, understanding that, like, we had potential and we wanted to take it to places that the program hasn't been, so... Other than that, like, it was a great experience all around, and it's, like, we're all eager to get back.
Let's go back to that first NCAA tournament game against Cal, exacting revenge for the semifinal loss a week before with a 44-point effort setting a new school record and one of the best NCAA tournament performances Division II has seen. Just talk about that game, you know, kind of what was working for you that night?
Yeah, I don't really remember much of it. Like, I went back and watched it a couple times since it happened, but... I just remember, like, finding a groove, and I was like, I'm really hot. I'm not going to stop until I, you know, they make me miss or they make me do something different. But it was kind of fueled by their bench started talking a little bit, and a lot of the players on the court started talking a little bit, and it was like, instead of saying something back, it was kind of just like,
just
if we win, they take that bus ride home tomorrow, and right. We're still there. So I think it was fueled by... definitely the other team and wanting to put ourselves in a position to stay there as long as we could.
Sure. So a new season's upon us. You've been working out with the team since about you got back to school. We're about a month into preseason, opening day, now just a few days away. Just talk about how camp has gone, and it's obviously a new season, but a pretty familiar group. Didn't lose a ton to graduation a year ago.
Yeah, no, we definitely didn't lose a lot. So our returners... on the majority of the team, and I think we all do a really good job of just being patient. You know, learning the system isn't necessarily one of the easiest and things that happen overnight, so I think the returners have been patient throughout camp, through everybody, and then our new people are going to play valuable pieces for us. So I think once we were, like, actually full in season and we could practice 6 days a week, we started to see more growth than the preseason, but we've all been working hard, working together, and I think we all understand, and everybody on our roster understands that, like, we're here to be good in March. We're not here to mess around, and we try and make practices as fun as possible, and sometimes, you know, we all get carried away, but I think we understand what the main thing is.
So knowing that the Final Four is in the East this year, if you can take care of business, you'll have the chance to maybe play for a PSAC title right here on the floor of Hollinger. Maybe have a chance to host more beyond that. Talk about, is that in your mind at this point, or are you just focusing on one game, one weekend at a time?
I think it's in a couple of our minds. I don't know if everybody understands that, like, that's how it could play out. Definitely in my mind, I think that a PSAC championship has never been brought in here. They've gone close. They've hosted here before, but they've never been able to cut down a net in our gym. Right. So I think... going out my last year, I don't think there's a more picture-perfect ending to that, especially how the first couple years of my career started out here. So being able to be a part of the whole entire process and turn this thing around, I think, is definitely, like, something I want to be a part of. And I think it's a big goal that's starting to spread throughout the team. Like, we've brought up that the East Coast, and it's the number one seed. So definitely it's a goal, but... we're not going to get there thinking about it in November, so it's kind of just like taking our scrimmages seriously, taking the next day seriously, and, you know, we're set for our last scrimmage this weekend, and then we're set to open up the second weekend of November, so kind of just focusing on what's in front of us.
Right, so you mentioned kind of that journey from your freshman year to now. You've really seen the team undergo quite a turnaround. You know, a few lean years there in the beginning, and then yourself, along with the coaches, along with a number of the other returners, really helped us take a massive step a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just about being a part of that journey, kind of what it was, what your mindset was like going through some of those challenging years, and then how that made last year maybe a little more sweet.
Yeah, so the longest people on the roster or team that I know are actually Coach Key, Coach Haas, and Coach Mary. So being the only person here before COVID, you know, there's a lot of things that people didn't witness and weren't a part of. But I think that I trusted in the vision that our coaching staff had, and they were telling me that, you know, they wanted to turn this thing around and that this isn't what Westchester was about. So just like believing in them and understanding what the process was, and that, like, I wasn't somebody who wanted to jump around. Like, I like to face hard things when they happen and, you know, overcome the adversity, because I think it's a lot better story than just jumping ship. So I think to be a part of the team that turned it around, I think we had the same amount of losses last year than wins in the year prior. So, yeah. So I think being part of that is probably one of the coolest things, and the transition and the culture that this team has now is incredible.
So talk a little bit about, as you said, a few scrimmages in the books now, getting ready for Livingston, Elizabeth City State, weekend of the 11th and 12th. How has the team looked through those scrimmages? What do you think you've seen out of the group, and what do you think you've learned and maybe been able to build on going into your final season?
Yeah, we look good. We after our first scrimmage, we picked on some of the things that we needed to fix, and I thought that against LaSalle, we showed tremendous growth. People are stepping up. We're not that team that it's like, hey, this person's having an off day, we're going to struggle. So I think that we're so deep. We have so much versatility on our team. It's like, I can struggle and have a good day, but I know the people behind me are going to pick me up. And, you know, vice versa. It's figuring out how to be successful without putting the ball through the basket. Sure. And then personally, I think my game is really, really fast, and, like, I tend to get caught up sometimes. So, like, taking a step back and understanding that, like, I'm older and I don't need to necessarily do the things that I've had to do in the past couple years. So, for me, it's just been trying to slow down and put people in positions to be successful, and then ultimately finding my groove after I get everybody going.
Sure. So, shifting gears a little bit now away from Golden Ram basketball. Is there a player who you think you try to kind of model yourself after, you know, from watching growing up or watching now?
Interesting. I think I came in wearing number 10. I really like Sue Bird.
Okay.
The ways that she was able to see the floor and distribute the basketball. And then obviously I switched my number to number 3, but I would say I try to model my game. Sue Bird's up there, and then I think that she'd be the closest one. Her mid-range pull-up game was sick, so that was pretty cool. And then, like, to not sound, like, sentimental, when I came in and understood, like, what Coach Haas accomplished, I feel like I tried to match a lot of what she was capable of doing.
Sure. Chasing down a number of her records now. You've already clipped a few more just on the horizon that we'll see if we can get to this year. That'll be fun to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure.
Favorite class? Or for the, what's your major?
So I'm a grad student, so I'm in the MBA program here.
And what was your undergrad major?
I was a finance undergrad.
So favorite class you've taken here at Westchester?
Favorite class I've taken here? Either the leadership skills my freshman year with Maddie Evans, who's now the assistant at University of Delaware, or my finance 325 class. There was a big group project, or not group project, individual project that I thought was pretty interesting.
Very nice. Favorite TV show?
Friends.
Favorite movie?
Coach Carter.
Favorite type of music? Favorite genre?
Country.
Favorite country artist?
Oof, probably Luke Combs.
Okay. The quality choice.
Quality choice.
So we're both from kind of the same area in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Ask you a couple debates from there. Is Central Jersey a real place?
Yes.
Exactly. Taylor Ham or pork roll?
Pork roll.
Okay. We like it. All right, Leah. Thanks for your time. Best of luck this season.
Awesome. Thank you.